Thanks for joining us. You can always catch the latest sermon online, but we sure would love to see you join us in person to celebrate and support each other in our love for God, our neighbors, and this church. We are South Britain Congregational Church. No matter who you are or where you are on life's journey, you are welcome here. And now, enjoy another great Sunday sermon, and we hope to see you soon.
Our scripture reading is from Isaiah 61, verse 1 through 3. God comforts the mourners. In the midst of exile and destruction, after years of heartbreak and grief, the ancient prophet Isaiah speaks these words of comfort to the people. The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. He has sent me to bring good news to the oppressed, to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives and release to the prisoners, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all who mourn, to provide those who mourn in Zion, to give them a garland instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the mantle of peace instead of a faint spirit. They will be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord to display his glory. Our next scripture reading, Psalm 121, God will be with us. A familiar psalm, often recited at funerals, Psalm 121 is an eloquent psalm of trusting that God is with us when we are facing hardship. Hear these words. I lift up my eyes to the hills. From where will I help? My help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is your keeper. The Lord is your shade at your right hand. The sun shall not strike you by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord will keep you from all evil. He will keep your life. The Lord will keep your going out and your coming in from this time on and forevermore.
I've been thinking a lot about grief lately. And I usually do that at this time of year. As the days get colder and grayer, as we move closer to winter and the darker days, my soul longs for those whom I miss. Both my parents died in November, so this is an especially a tender and poignant time for me. There's a popular show on Disney Plus called WandaVision, and it has a line that resonates with me. What is grief if not love persevering? I know everyone grieves differently, and I know when our losses feel fresh and our wounds are still raw, we can find it hard to see grief in this way. And that's okay. For me, perhaps it's because it's been so long since my parents died, I give thanks for this time of year. I give thanks when I am reminded of my parents, the love they shared with me, and their role in shaping me. I also think it's important that we give ourselves the space and the time to grieve our losses. Martin Preschel writes in The Smell of Rain on Dust, if we do not grieve what we miss, we are not praising what we love. So we gather today, mindful of the losses that have multiplied throughout the year. And if we look back at it all at once, we are in danger of being overwhelmed by its tragedies. Sickness, violence, fire, earthquake, war, more. Our aim today is to acknowledge this, to mourn this, and to know that in all of this there is the possibility of more light. If we are to be overwhelmed, let it be that we are overwhelmed with the assurance that we are not alone. Today we mourn, we remember, and we look forward to the day when we have all when we have all gathered together again with those who are gone. So first, we mourn the loss of life. We mourn the loss of those close to us and those whose names we do not know. We mourn those who perished while working to save others' lives. We especially recall these loved ones connected to our congregation. Ralph Schoenard. Barbara Bambi Engelman. Raymond Weiss. Cynthia Gracie Butler. Wayne Gunther. Judith Bookus. Joyce Hornbecker. Kevin Sullivan. David Schlump. Marjorie Humiston. William Mitchell. Ginny Middleton. Stephen Simmons. And we remember all those who have gone before us. We mourn this loss of life. We honor and we remember these beloved. And we pray for comfort and peace. We also mourn the loss of love. Our society's dilemmas, centuries in the making, have created such hatred, suffering, oppression, and ill will. We mourn the loss of those whose lives were lost to brutality and violence. We mourn the loss of our ability to love one another despite our differences, as beings who deserve to be seen for their inherent beauty and worth. We mourn that war still scars this earth and peace continues to elude us. We mourn the sin of racism that still plagues the fabric of our communities. We mourn this loss of love. We honor and we remember the work of the prophets who proclaim justice. We pray for compassion and change. We mourn the loss of liveliness. For many, these last years have robbed us of our energy, of our enthusiasm, and our sense of well-being. We mourn teachers and leaders and caregivers and workers who are still struggling to help those they care for, themselves exhausted and needing sustenance so that they can give to others. We mourn the loss of all those who are suffering with anxiety and depression, who are finding it difficult to live each day with fullness or to find hope for tomorrow. We mourn those lost to suicide. We mourn those who find themselves addicted to substances in order to ease the pain that feels unbearable. We mourn those who are experiencing their place of shelter as an abusive place from which they struggle to escape. We mourn this loss of liveliness. And we honor and we remember that each person is precious and whole. And we pray for recovery and renewed vigor. Yet even as we mourn, we proclaim the mystery of our faith, repeating after me, Christ has died.
Christ has died.
Christ is risen.
Christ is risen.
Christ will come again.
Christ will come again.
Let us pray. Tender, transforming God, you have invited us in to hear your story and experience your love, the same abundant promises offered to our ancestors in faith. Time and time again, you've offered your grace. Even as we have stepped away, you continue to call us to be your people. You have never left us, and we praise you for second, third, and fourth chances. You are ever patient, always faithful. We give thanks for this time of mourning and celebration, for the life, ministry, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, with those who have gone before us, whose hands have built your church, whose lips have told your story. We worship you, we glorify you. In gratitude for the grace you have given to us, we pray in Christ's name, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.